Elvis, thanks for joining us. I know this is last minute, but I appreciate you taking the time to meet with our media.
Oh, no, you're welcome, man. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Elvis. ¿Cómo estás, Elvis? ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, Manolo. ¿Cómo tú estás, vale? Gusto en verte.
Yo contentísimo de que estás con los Atléticos. Qué maravilla, vale.
Gracias.
All right, we'll open it up to questions, guys.
Hi, Elvis. Welcome and thanks for doing this. First of all, just what was your reaction to finding out about the trade, and especially to going to Oakland, which is a team that you would know well just from having played the division for so long?
Yeah, I really have it's kind of mixed emotion a little bit. I played my whole career, 12 years with the Rangers organization. So, at the beginning, it was a little shock, but, at the same time, I understood, what it was going on, in our organization, they're rebuilding and, all that process they're doing. So, that's something that you learn through, through the years. And, when I find out the opportunity of playing for Oakland open up, it makes sense for me, from, my career, for where I'm at right now. And, being able to being blessed to join now the Oakland A's with that amazing team and great group of young guys that Oakland has, I was really thrilled, really happy to be part. And, I can't wait to join the team and help and trying to, just helping the way I can to reach, back in the postseason and going deep for sure.
Elvis, I understand. Well, we talked, I have had a chance to talk with Chris Woodward in a conference call like this one with the Rangers. He was saying to us that he always admired you, but he was very, that you were very disappointed that you were not going to get your job back as shortstop. You had to fight for other positions. He also says that you are preparing yourselves very well for this season regardless. Could you talk about those two aspects, not being able to play there with the Rangers, and how you have been preparing for this season now with the A's?
Okay. About the relationship, I think there was a little misunderstood that we got, especially the last 2 years, especially last year, but I was really hurt, like I wasn't physically ready. I was playing with probably my facets in my back. So it was really hard for me to perform, but the people that know me knows that I'm going to play, even with a broken arm. So that's just who I am. But yeah, last year it took a lot of me, and I think that, the team didn't like what they saw and kind of didn't understand me a little bit. But, at the end, I think that, it's something that you cannot control as a player. I think that, they have a different direction than where I'm at right now. I'm not part of a process. I want to win. So that's why, join Oakland, it makes sense for me, because their mentality is to win. And they are, the top team. We are the top team in the West right now, next to Houston and Angels. So, I think that I don't really want to talk too much about it, because I already turned the page. I prepared myself really well this offseason. I did some adjustment in my game, defensively and offensively. I lose some weight, my speed is back. I kind of feel like I'm 20 again, thank God. So, I'm in a really great place right now. And like I said, I think that when you do good things, great things start open up, and this opportunity opened up, and for me, it was a no-brainer join the Oakland A's.
You have a lot of exposure to the A's. Obviously, that's pretty apparent. But as opposed to having to face somebody on the A's, who are you excited that you actually get to be teammates with, as opposed to have them on the other side?
Well, I really admire the team, especially the last 2 years, because it's really hard to have such a young players being that mature like the A's, like we have right now. We, guys like Chapman, Olsen, Luzardo, there's so many in the team that I really admire, because it's really hard. I got to the league really young too, and when you find that type of talent, it's just really cool to be part of that. So, that's one of the things that I start thinking a little bit, like playing next to Chapman is like playing next to, my good friend Adrian Beltre, probably when he was younger, So it's really, it's a lot of things that I can relate and I can put into perspective that I know it's going to be a lot of fun in that infield.
It's like you mentioned, you've played your entire career with Texas. That's 12 seasons. Just how difficult, how much of a challenge do you think the transition to a new team is going to be, and how do you plan to sort of navigate that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be good. I mean, like I said, I don't know the guys, you know, too deeply, but like I've been able to the last a couple of years, been able talking to them when we play against and through the game, and I know they have really great personalities. I know Digma is in the team. You know, he was my teammate here. So I don't think that we're going to have any problem. You know, I'm a really nice and easy guy. And I know that, you know, I have to get used to the team. I'm not expecting the team to get used to me. That's something that I do understand. But, you know, more than happy, man, to be part of the team. And like I say, you know, go to a spin training with an open mind, getting to know my coaches. You know, the manager, Bob Melvin, I love that dude, you know, playing against him. I hate him because he's so smart. So, you know, now playing for him, you know, I'm really excited to see what's next in my career, but, you know, I'm ready for it.
Elvis, it's Vince, one of the announcers for the team, used to work with Eric in Texas for 6 years. How do you look back on 2020 and then going back to your Ron Washington days? You weren't afraid to hit behind the runner. You showed some power a couple of years ago. What kind of offensive player do you believe you can be again in 2021?
Yeah, I think 2020 was a bad, but at the same time, it's a really great year for me because it teach me a lot of good things about me personally. You know, internally, I grow a lot, and that's something that, you know, I think I have a really different perspective of my game moving forward. What was the second question? Sorry.
Just the kind of offensive player you think you still can be, the player that we saw moments of in the past, the variety with the speed, hitting behind the runner, then there was some power a couple of years ago that you showed.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, for me, my expectations are super high. And I mentioned that quite a few before the trade. You know, where I'm at right now and what I know I can be as a player and I will be as a player is something that is a mix. You know, I'm not saying that I'm a power hitter, I'm a fast guy, you know, I'm more a complete guy. So, you know, I'm bringing to the team for sure, you know, besides my experience. You know, I know I can hit for power. I know I can hit for average. I love, you know, being a challenge situation, RBI. So I think that this year is a great year for me to just go out there and you know, give all my abilities to the team and show that, you know, there's a lot in the tank. And, you know, like I said, I'm really excited for the challenge and ready for it.
Hey Elvis, you mentioned a minute ago that you have lost some weight as part of your preparation. Could you talk about figures, you know, how many pounds? The second thing, where are you exactly right now? And the third thing, once we ask Melvin about you playing against him, and he says, that guy is a big pain in the for us. So he admires you too. Yeah. Tell us about the weight and the other thing.
Yeah, no, I lost around 10 pounds. I start working, you know, because of my back, I got to kind of like reinvent it. The way I work out, you know, I cannot do more squats and lunges and stuff that I used to do my whole career. So, you know, I start kind of doing more plyo and working on my speed, working in my agility. And, you know, I was fascinated with the way everything is paying off. I feel, like I say, you know, I feel a lot faster. I'm moving in the infield. Like when I was 20 again, my speed's bad. So, you know, I feel really good. I'm really confident of, you know, the way I am in my preparation this offseason and being able to make those adjustments, not only in my physique and you know, my speed, as well on my defense and on my offense too. So, you know, like I said, I feel really well right now, heading into 2021 and, you know, being part of the Oakland A's now with that group of core guys, you know, it just makes it a lot better.
And where are you right now, my friend?
I'm in Miami right now. I came to Miami for the weekend, but I'm heading back to Texas tomorrow. And, you know, I'll probably head down to spin training around the 20.
Elvis, Marcus Semien was obviously a big part of this team, not just as the shortstop, but as kind of a emotional and just a leader in the clubhouse. What is your sort of approach to joining a new clubhouse, just a new group of guys? Do you come in trying to sort of fill a leadership role, being a veteran like yourself, or how are you going to kind of feel that out?
No, I mean, I love Marcus, man. Really great athlete, and, you know, really happy for him. And, you know, I'm trying not to fill nobody's shoes. I'll be myself. It's something that I always, you know, done my whole career. I have no problem with that. You know, I know that I'm going to a new organization, so, you know, I have to get used to, of, you know, the way the A's plays and what they got for me. So, you know, I try not to put pressure on that. Like I say, I love the group. I talked to a bunch of guys already in the organization, and, you know, they're making me feel super welcome. So, you know, I'm trying not to make any observation. I'm trying to, you know, trying to think ahead too much. I'm just going to maintain my personality and be positive. And, you know, when I get to spin training, start get to know the guys, each guy, and then, you know, we'll figure it out.
Which players in particular have you been in contact with within the A's organization?
Yeah, I haven't been. I've been talking to the management, you know, GM and to Bob Belvin. I know there's a few guys want to talk to me. So, you know, today's been a little kind of overwhelming with, you know, all the media that I've been talking to. But for sure in the next day, I'll be able to start talking to them. And like I said, we're going to have plenty of time as soon as we join, you know, in spin training. So they know me already. I know them. So I don't think there's too much that we need to talk about it. But, you know, it's going to be more about, you know, just getting to know them more intimately and get to know them more and being able to adjust and apply everything I had and I know, you know, for the good of the team.
Elvis, what are your thoughts about the Coliseum, all the years you've been there, the foul territory, the playing surface, just hitting there at night when at times you're wearing more layers than you would normally in Texas? What are your thoughts about playing in Oakland?
Yeah, man, Oakland, it was a tough place, man. It's always been a tough place to play. We have good memories there. Like, we have really bad memories too, but it was always a tough one. And one thing that I do love, and I always kind of like talk to the guys, is like how much passion Oakland fans had, you know. It's unbelievable how passionate they are. And even when you play against, you can feel all the energy that the fans give to the player. They're really loyal. And I love that, you know, now being part of the Bay Area, you know, I'd be more than welcome to waiting to see what kind of big poster they have for me there, which is really cool to see all the time you join, you know, you get to Oakland. But, you know, really open, man, really open. You know, I'm a humble person and I know I need to go out there and produce and play well and, you know, create great memories for Oakland too.
Any kind of questions for Elvis?
Yeah, what kind of defensive adjustments did you make?
Well, there's a few things that throughout my career, actually, I wasn't able to adjust, like my throwings. That's something that I think for the first time in my career, I went detail on my defense. I think, you know, on my offense, I've been able to last a few years to get to know my swing, get to know what I'm able to do, you know, on the plate, how much damage I can do, like what pitches, you know, what sun I need to hunt in to be able to drive the ball more often. And something that I never did on my defense, you know, I always played through my abilities. And, you know, this offseason for the first time, I was able to actually analyze what do I need to get better to, you know, have more consistency in my defense. And there were a few things, especially my throwings and my position on my body. It's a lot of drills that I've been doing and, you know, it changed a lot. You might gonna see me a little. You're gonna look a little different than what you guys have seen in the past. But you know, in terms of how I feel and how consistent my throws and my footwork is a lot different.
Elvis, you have hit in several spots in the top of the order, first, second, third in your career with the Rangers, and now with your speed on the A's lacking a leadoff hitter because Marcus was traded and Laistela signed with the Giants. Is this something you're looking forward to probably being the leadoff hitter for the A's?
I would love to, man. I think, like I said, I think that my preparation this offseason play out well to the role. I don't know what's going to be my role yet, but, you know, I'm ready for the challenge. I love to stay in base. I mean, everybody knows that. And now, you know, feeling a lot better speed-wise and feeling a lot quicker and faster. You know, if I lead off, I know I can take a lot of opportunities from that spot. So, you know, we'll see when I get to spring training and whatever, any order, you know, skipper Bob want me to hit and think he's the best for me to help the team, I'll be more than welcome. But, you know, that's a good thing about playing for that long. You know, I've been hitting literally every spot in the lineup, so I feel comfortable anywhere I'm hitting.
Anything else, guys?
Bob Melvin does have a funny Adrian Beltre story, so tell him to tell you that story. There's probably several, but just in case.
Yeah, there's probably. Okay, I will. Thank you.
Oye, gracias por todo, Elvis. Estamos bien emocionados. Bienvenido a Oakland.
Gracias, gracias a usted. Thank you, guys. You know, it's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be part of this.
Thanks, Elvis. Appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, guys. Bye, for everybody still on the call, we're going to try